You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here on New Hampshire Now, 1914-15 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of New Hampshire Now, brought to you by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. In this segment of the show, presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning, that's my family trust to call for all our plumbing, heat, and air conditioning needs. We encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. I'm going to be joined on the program by a three-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler, as well. Matt Light joins us on the program, former offensive lineman for the New England Patriots. And you got a chance to watch the AFC Championship game with him as he's doing his raffle once again this year. We'll talk about that. And also Tom Brady's right hand. I have a feeling that may come up in the conversation as well. Matt, how are you?
Well, good morning, Chris. I'm well. Just enjoying the beautiful weather here in Foxborough.
It is. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to head up to the ski slopes a little bit later, and I think it's a beautiful day, and love this time of year. And I think everybody's getting ready to settle in and watch some football on Sunday. And folks have a chance to watch the game with you. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, we're doing our raffle series again. We had a great last weekend for the divisional game, where we raffled off some tickets and we hosted some lucky winners. And this week we're actually, with our raffle, pulling three winners. So all three winners will get tickets, two clubs tickets to the game, and they'll be there for Sunday's AFC Championship game. And our grand prize winner is going to get an incredible package. It includes a hotel stay at the Renaissance there, a Patriot Place, as well as dinner at the Scorpion Bar with myself and the legendary and awesome guy, Mr. Troy Brown. So it's an incredible package. The cool thing about these raffles is they're only $1 a piece. So anybody can get in on it. Anybody can win. We're pulling three winners. And for today, whoever spends the most on the raffle, they're going to get a guaranteed two more tickets. So we're going to have four different winners. They're all going to go to the game, and today is the last day at 5 p.m. We're going to be pulling the winners. I'll call the winners, and we'll get them here for the AFC Championship. So it's an awesome package. All the money goes to the Life Foundation, helps us with our outdoor programming and leadership-based programming with kids from across the country.
Awesome, and individuals can go to playoffraffle.org for more information. And folks have been asking, what is going on with Tom Brady and his right hand? I was down in Foxborough on Wednesday. He was scheduled to address the media, and Stacey James came out and told folks, Tom's not going to be here today. He's meeting with the training staff. He's going to be listed on the injury report. And automatically, there's a hush that falls over the room. Reporters look at one another, trying to figure out exactly what this means. And then the injury report comes out in the locker room, and it's his right hand. And then, of course, yesterday, he's out at practice, but didn't practice. He's got the glove on. Players are being asked about what they saw from Tom. I thought that Devin McCourty's comments were the best when he said, I couldn't even look at his hand. I just kept find myself looking at his beautiful face the entire time. And I just I don't even notice any other parts of his body. So what do you think is going on here? Do you think that it's, everything should be taken to face value? He injured the hand. He's got, no structural damage. A little bit, he's got a little bit of a situation there, but nothing severe. Or what do you think's going on?
Well, look, I think you just got to base everything off of historical, just historical numbers, right? Like, the guy has been on the injury report many times, and historically, whatever it is that's been ailing him, when it comes game time, he finds a way to dial it up and take the field. And I think that of all the guys I play with so many guys over the 11 years, and Tommy was one of those guys that fits the category of tough. It's not easy to survive a season. It's not easy to survive 18 seasons. And, he's been able to somehow, some way, stay really healthy throughout his entire career. So, I think there probably is something going on with his hand, and it takes a few days. They played Saturday. That was a game in which, definitely there were guys flying around. Things can happen. He probably had a couple days before anything even sore set in. And whenever you're at the age that he is, it's not bad to get a day off every now and then, even though Bill doesn't really adhere to that policy often. But, you know, I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll be out there Sunday doing what he does best.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, unless the hand is, you know, shattered and this is some sort of a you know, a ploy that's being pushed forth to make Jacksonville think that he might play in the game. If there is any way possible that he's going to play, he's going to do so. I think the biggest question is in regards to you know, effectiveness. And you know, no matter how tough you are, if you're you know, a guy in the NBA that you know, is a great shooter, or if you're an NFL quarterback, or if you're a starting pitcher in baseball, if there is an effect to, you know, your hand, your fingers, it can be problematic. I think that the good news is that, as you referenced, whether the injury occurred in practice on Wednesday, whether the injury occurred, you know, in the game against the Titans, that there's time for it to heal, whether it's jammed or whatever the case may be. But I think, obviously, the question, and we're not going to know this until the game takes place, regardless of all the, you know, breathless conjecture, is effectiveness. And is he going to, you know, be affected by whatever the injury will be? Or maybe.
Well, and I think that they're going to have some creative ways that they attack, you know, Jacksonville anyway. And if there is a little bit of a lingering effect and the deep balls effect or whatever else, you know, there's ways to, you know, game plan around those kind of things. I just keep telling myself that this is going to be a non-factor, and they're going to take the field, and they're going to be in a mode that they can operate and do whatever they want and not have to worry about the hands. So if that's the case, you know, hopefully they get off to a great start, and we're celebrating another AFC Championship game on Sunday.
It's Matt Light joining us in the program. You can watch the AFC Championship game with Matt by entering into his raffle, which is taking place through 5 o'clock today. You go to playoffraffle.org for more information. And, yeah, I think that that's pretty much, you know, where things are at this point in time. We're not going to know, in my view, anything until Sunday, until we see how, you know, he performs during the course of the game. And as you referenced, you know, as long as he is out there on the field and he is able to read the defense and make good decisions, and the Patriots are able to adapt a game plan to allow for his success, I mean, you don't like the Patriots' chances as much as if he's, you know, fully capable of doing everything, but his ability to manage the game, make the right decisions, and really, you know, the type of weapons that he has. I mean, the Patriots have always had good weapons in the arsenal, but you know, this particular team, even without Julian Edelman, he may have the best weapons at his disposal that he has ever had.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, they're definitely on the same page. I mean, he's got guys that he trusts, you know, having an outlet like Gronk that he can throw to at any time, you know, makes things pretty comfortable when you're right at the quarterback position. You know, the guy that, you know, understands the side adjusts and the hot routes, and he understands where Tommy needs him to be, and he can get open and he can get separation. You know, that's a big feather in his cap. So, look, I mean, I don't think there's any shortage of things they can do game plan-wise. It'll be interesting to see how they start the game. It'll be interesting to see, you know, the success that they have with their opening series and, you know, their first drive and kind of how he's performing and the mode that they want to go in. And then as the game continues, you know, one of the things that they've always done very, very well with Josh and Bill and the entire staff is be able to adjust, because, you know, that Jacksonville defense, you know, they've got a really good defense, yeah, and they may be the second-ranked defense in the league, but what they do really well is get after the quarterback with just four guys, and that's something that can be very problematic. So what you don't want to do is give them a reason to tee off, you know, on the quarterback early in the game. So I'm looking for misdirection stuff. You know, I'm looking for some three-step drops where they can cut the guys up front, give them something to worry about, and then get to work on kind of your basic core elements of your offense and make them try to defend it.
If I think on the, you know, the Brady, you know, potential injury here, and from your perspective as a former player, how does the potential of this injury affect both teams? You have the Patriots, which pride themselves on preparation, and to a man in that locker room, they'll say that's what makes us superior to other teams, is that we are, you know, fully prepared for whatever opportunity may arise, and then we are prepared to make the most of that opportunity, whether it's Malcolm Butler making the play, you know, at the end of the Super Bowl against the Seahawks, or it's James White coming up big in the last Super Bowl, Deion Branch's huge performance in Super Bowl 38. I mean, the opportunity the Patriots are able to make the most of because of their preparation. So you have, you know, Brady not as big a part in the on-field preparation, but certainly in the video room and so forth, playing a significant role as always. And then you have Jacksonville, and Jacksonville, you know, is probably looking at Foxborough, as a lot of teams do, with, you know, some skepticism about exactly what's taking place here, who's going to play, how serious is the injury, and they have to, you know, really push forth multiple, I would assume, you know, plans as to how they're going to push forth and have success in the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of gamesmanship that takes place before any matchup even occurs, right? I mean, you know, look, one of the beautiful things about getting out to a comfortable lead in any game is that the coaches understand that they can then have some fun and show some formations, show some plays, and do some things that are going to force the next opponent to spend time practicing, gearing up for, talking about with their team. And it can become a little overwhelming, right? And you can overthink yourself, and you can, you know, really eat up a lot of time in the preparation and that week's preparation on things that probably won't ever happen. And it's not to say that you shouldn't do them, but it's funny to see all the different things that get thrown out there that are just decoy-type plays that other teams then have to work on. And so, you know, with this injury, and all the talk surrounding it, you know, it's going to force them to say, okay, well, if Hoyer's in, here's the things that we've seen from him, here's the things that we need to be prepared for, and here's what we think that they're going to do, you know, offensively with him in the game, right? So, yeah, it's a lot to digest. They got a lot of moving, you know, parts and a lot of gamesmanship, but, you know, we'll know real early on in the game what the real true mode is, and that's what everything will get settled into. And then after halftime and the adjustments and all that, it'll be it'll probably make for a very interesting AFC championship.
Yeah, it certainly is going to be a lot of fun. Matt Light joins us here on the program. Three-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler as well. And you can watch the game with him coming up on Sunday. And you have an opportunity to win today by entering into his raffle for the Light Foundation at playoffraffle.org. A number of prizes, including grand prize, two tickets to the Putnam Club for the AFC Championship game, which should be a lot of fun. Final thing is on the you know, the relationship that's been talked about a lot between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And obviously you have a lot of insight in kind of defining that relationship. And you know, doing the show here with Matt Bonner and being around the San Antonio Spurs for years, I saw another very similar relationship between Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan. And the Popovich-Duncan relationship was very much like a father-son type of relationship with a lot of give and take. I think that Pop, although he has a tough exterior, he really wants to be respected, appreciated, loved by his players to some extent. And the Brady-Belichick relationship seems from much further to be one that is geared towards success, where there is perhaps a bit of a friction that exists between the two that makes each of them better, but an understanding that the other plays a significant role in the other's success. Where Pop would say, you know, it's all about Tim Duncan. If I don't draft Tim Duncan, I'm an idiot, basically, and I'm not even coaching in the NBA. How would you define the Brady Belichick dynamic?
I'd say it's highly successful. Maybe as successful a pairing as there's ever been in sports, right? I mean, I think that's the most important thing, right? I mean, I was in that organization for 11 seasons, and it's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to, you know, show up and compete for your position, your job, and everybody gets held accountable, and nobody's, you know, immune to the, you know, Monday morning low light sessions. So, you know, when you have an atmosphere like that and the culture is that way, everybody feels like they're being pushed all the time. And there's days where you don't want to walk in. There's days that you know, really don't want to hear it, you know, for the 4 millionth time or whatever it may be. But there's always a level of respect, you know, respect for, you know, the program, respect for the entire organization. And there's also the fact that they win. So even when you want to question why something is happening, you have to default to the fact that, A, you know, the head coach and his staff are putting in a lot more effort and longer days than most any player, and B, we are winning. So kind of hard to argue with those two things. They nullify a lot of other things that happen. And I would say that, you know, the relationship between, you know, the quarterback, the head coach, ownership, it's one that's extremely professional, and it's winning.
Yeah, I think that's some tremendous analysis right there. Matt, as always, appreciate you joining us for the program, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Take care.
All right, that is Matt Light here on Hampshire Now. 1-9-14-15, ConcordNewsRadio.com. Again, if you want to get in on the playoff raffle, an opportunity to win tickets and sit with Matt for the game coming up on Sunday, check out playoffraffle.org. It benefits the Light Foundation. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.